I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Kramer and Jess.
Mega. Price Minute. Mix
106.5. Okay, Jess has requested we take caller number 14 today, so we will do that for you. Hello, Mix. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Bernie.
Hello, Bernie.
Hi, Bernie.
I don't think that I know.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well. I don't think that I know a female Bernie.
No, it's kind of rare.
It is rare.
That's so awesome.
But I like it, Bernie. I'm into it. Bernie, where do you live?
Bel Air.
Up in Bel Air. Well, it is so nice to meet you, Bernie. I don't think we've ever talked to you before, have we?
No, but I have called in a gazillion times for the contest for the past, month?
Yeah. Well, Bernie.
And I've been, caller 8.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
Today, you're not number 8.
Am I 14?
You're not number 9. You're not 10. You're not 12. You're number 14, Bernie.
Yes.
This is awesome. Bernie, you've been listening.
I have.
You have, you heard yesterday. It was such a tragedy. I hate when moments like that happen. She was just, I think she just got nervous or confused. And are you sure on all these answers today?
Yes, actually, I am.
Well, then we should feel very confident. For everybody else, let's explain what's going on here. We're about to play Mega Prize Minute. 10 questions. Bernie's going to get 60 seconds to answer all these questions, which have already been revealed. If she gets them all right, then guess what? She gets $500 over to Giant Food for Thanksgiving. Now, there are a couple of rules. Jessica, those rules.
Okay, if you get one wrong, you're out. If you mispronounce the answer, you're out. If you take longer than 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions, you're out. But if you get all 10 questions right within 1 minute, you're winning $500 over at Giant Food.
Woohoo.
Yay.
Jess, you're telling me I have more something else to say there. Okay, Bernie, are we ready?
Yes, I am.
Let's go.
60 seconds starts now.
Question number 1, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Pumpkin pie.
Correct.
Question number 2, how many electoral votes does Maryland get?
10.
Correct.
Question number 3, what store do most of my clothes come from?
Forever 21.
Correct.
Question number 4, what date did John Harbaugh become the Ravens head coach?
January 19th, 2008.
Correct.
Correct.
Question number 5, what city was Jess supposed to spend Thanksgiving in this year?
Stockton, California.
Correct.
Question number 6, when you sign up for Giant Foods Flexible.
You okay?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Uh-oh.
No.
Hang on. It's my fault.
Just pause it. I don't want her to...
What's going on?
You want me to just read them?
No. Hang on, it's not your fault. I'm so sorry. It's totally my fault.
What's happening?
I just we made the question when I was supposed to go home for Thanksgiving, and now that I'm not, and I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I'm so embarrassed.
Oh,
it's totally my fault. No.
It's fine.
It's totally.
Okay, let me get, listen, this is, we are going to obviously give you the chance to pick this game back up.
I'm so sorry, Bernie.
Let me explain something.
I understand.
Jess was supposed, the question originally read, where is Jess going for Thanksgiving? We found out late last week that she is not going to be able to go home because of travel, you know, and safety and everything else.
And what everyone is going through right now. I think everyone is experiencing something. Maybe you can't be with your loved one. So it's something that we're all going through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
I'm so sorry.
I send you hugs. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Well, listen, we love you. Are we going to, can we give you all just a big, everyone send a lot of love to Jess right now? Can we give her another 60 seconds? Can we get through this, Jess?
Can we please start over? I'm so sorry,
Are you
Bernie.
Sure you're good, though?
Yes, yes.
Can we do anything?
Yeah, no. I don't want it to be, this is something we're all going through together.
Totally.
If, just know that things are going to get better and it's
all right.
Okay.
Well, if you're good, then I'm going to restart the clock, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
60 seconds starts now.
Okay,
question number one. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Pumpkin pie.
Correct. Question number two. How many electoral votes does Maryland get?
10.
Correct.
Question number three. What store are most of my clothes from?
Forever 21.
Correct.
Question number four. What day did John Harbaugh become the Ravens head coach?
January 19th, 2008.
Correct.
Question number five. We love Jess. She's supposed to go to Stockton. We love you, Jess. It's fine. Let's move on.
Question number six. When you sign up for Giant Food's Flexible Rewards program, what food item do you get for free?
Rotisserie chicken.
Correct.
Question number seven. Old Bay consists of celery salt, red pepper, black pepper, and what?
Paprika.
Correct.
Question number eight. What year did Thanksgiving first celebrated?
1621.
Correct.
Question number nine. How many colors are there in the Giant Food logo?
Four.
Correct.
Question number 10. What day was John Harbaugh's first Ravens head coach game?
9/7/2008.
That's going to count. Yes, ma'am. Right there.
Bernie!
With 7 seconds to spare, Bernie came through with the win today, baby.
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Bernie, oh, my goodness. Even with our little detour.
I have to tell you, I shop at the Rock Spring Giant all the time.
Well.
Perfect.
Now, guess what? You got $500 over there.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
All the ice cream in the world.
And thank you for playing the Mega Prize Minute, Bernie. We love you.
The Mega Prize Minute.
Sponsored by Giant. No matter how you shop, you'll love GiantFood.com. Your one-stop shop for online orders, rewards, pharmacy, and more. Visit GiantFood.com for details.
I don't feel like we can move on until we discuss. I don't know that you can move on until we discuss what just happened in Mega Prize Minute. By the way, shout out Bernice from Bel Air. Just picked up $500 over to Giant Food.
Yes.
From us and from Mix and from Giant Food. So congratulations. But at question number six, Jess just had a release of emotion. And I think, listen, sometimes you just don't know when COVID emotions are going to hit you.
Yes.
And right in the middle of Mega Prize Minute, I asked question number six, which was, where was Jess supposed to go for Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
And we got through the question. Bernice answered it correctly. It was, you were supposed to go to Stockton, California, which is where your family lives and where Jess is from.
Yes.
And then you get to question number seven, and you can't quite get it out because you get emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to explain? Because I see you in there. Like, I feel like as an emotional person, you might just need to get this out. So what's going on?
I don't want to, I guess I just want to take a moment to allow everyone just to have a COVID moment.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I think a lot of the times we report the news so much and like what's going on and with the vaccines and what you should do and be careful and wear your face covering and all those kinds of things that we have to do. But sometimes we worry so much about all these things we're supposed to follow that the emotions that are there kind of get shoved down a little bit. And I just want everybody to know that it's okay to be upset. And
What exactly is making, like, what's happening? What's going through your head?
I think that, you know, it's our first time here. And so it's my first holidays being this far away from my family. And it didn't really set in until, I think it's set in, but I think I just had this to look forward to and to have it be taken away for safety of everybody involved.
Well, do you want to explain the process of what exactly happened? Because, you know, till about a week ago, the plan was that Jess was going to go home to Stockton, California, where she's from. Her whole family's there. Grandma's there. Everybody's there.
Mm-hmm.
And then what day did you find out you weren't going to go?
I think maybe when did Governor Larry Hogan, like the first round, like not this past one, but when he first put in like
early,
a set of restrictions,
yeah, like
maybe like last week.
Yeah.
And it's like day by day, these things are changing and day by day, new things are being put into place. And so my friends actually had surprised my boyfriend, Garage Boy, and I and bought our tickets to go home for Thanksgiving because we couldn't financially afford to go on our own. And so they had actually bought tickets for us and surprised us. And so the original plan was to go home. And so when this happened, I think it all just kind of, all of us were looking forward to it so much.
And what is, when this happened, what does that mean? What is it that exactly happened? Because I mean, technically, and I'm not recommending this, mm-hmm. but there's nothing stopping you from going.
No.
Right?
And,
like,
yeah,
you can. They're really advising, do not do it. But there's no exact travel ban as of right now. So what exactly happened that's preventing you? Is it like your own decision that's happening? Is it your, like, what's the event that changed it?
I think it's like with work and the whole quarantine situation, because you have to quarantine for 14 days. And obviously we want to try to, if we can possibly go for Christmas. And I think, and everyone, I mean, you can't, some people can't afford to quarantine once and some people can't afford to quarantine twice. So it's like, you know, if you can do that, you kind of have to make a decision. When am I going to put myself in that position to be out of work for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And is it safe? And so we just had to decide, like, both of us, we can't afford to do that two times in a row. Hope, and we're just hoping that things will be okay, that this will still be in place, that we'll still be able to even go for Christmas. So I think it's so unknown right now that it creates a lot of anxiety of not knowing when you are so far away if you can go home. And then, too, you know, I'm like talking to my Nana on the phone yesterday and just like, you know, like when I come home eventually away at you from the car, you know, and it's just sad.
Yeah.
It's sad. Because I miss them and I don't know the next time I can, like, hug her.
Yeah.
Whether you quarantine or not, then I hate that.
I think that sometimes it just hits you. You know, the whole thing just hits you. This is completely unrelated. I didn't plan on talking about this right now. A survey is out this morning saying that 60% of people in Baltimore say they likely won't be able to see their loved ones at all over the holiday season. 41% of people in the city say that they are going to skip their usual extended family holiday gatherings. And of course, the main reason is obvious. 86% of people saying that they're going to keep their family safe and their health is the priority during this holiday season. Now, here's something on the bright side. 59% of people think it will allow them to be more creative with their Thanksgiving meal. So is your family, because listen, I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm also not, my family lives in Georgia and I am not planning on going home for Thanksgiving. My dad has cancer and he's at high risk and I'm not going to be able to quarantine where I would feel responsible enough to go home. Now, for Christmas, I'm going to take that chance. I'm not going to fly. I'm going to drive 10 hours to go to Dawsonville, Georgia and wear my mask inside the house and do the things. But what they're saying is that people are now going to get more creative. So is there something your family can do or?
No, yeah, we're scheduling like a FaceTime. It's going to be like 14 of us and those, and it's going to be fun. It's always funny when all of it, it's like, it takes 20 minutes just to even get my grandparents on. They're like, wait, where do I go? What's going on? Why is it upside down? You know, we're going to make it work just like everyone has to make it work. And I think especially Kramer and I want to take this moment. It's not about, you know, poor Jess and poor Kramer. It's all of us are going through this together.
Totally.
And we just want you to know that we're feeling it with you and then it's okay.
Yep. 100%. And I love you. Like, I'm here and we're in this together and you're one of my best friends and we'll make it. Thanksgiving's going to be different, but I promise you, like, as a friend, that we'll do something really special to make this as normal as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Cool.
Boston Market, here we come.
All right.
We don't know how to cook nothing.
Nope. All right. This obviously is going to take a little sidetrack on what we're going to talk about. So just give me a minute. Let me just get my feet back on the ground here and we'll catch back up. And if you're feeling it this morning, don't worry. You're not alone.
Hey, it's Ellis Rose.
Hey, Ellis Rose.
Oh, Jeff, you just keep feeling your feelings, girl.
I know. I know.
Thank you.
It's tough.
Well,
right?
Well, no, but like I get so much, it's the morning, crap for being authentic on social media. People need to see that, like, we all have feelings.
Yeah.
I think people get so, they're like, everything's fine, I'm fine, everything's fine, life is fine. No, life is really messy and icky right now.
Right.
So I love that you're just being you.
Yeah.
And it didn't even register to me that you guys are in separate studios. Because, like, back in the day, wouldn't you guys have been in the same studio?
No, totally.
Yeah.
So I can see Jess. She's right here, but she's
in
between.
We're still separated.
Two pieces of glass.
It makes it worse.
Yeah. Right. No, everything is weird. And I just wanted to let you know, like, when you turn on Mix in the morning, like, we're just two people. We're just two normal people going through the same things you are. And we're just trying to figure it out like everybody else. So I'm hoping, like, we as this little community that we're building can just kind of figure it out together, you know?
But you are, and you're authentic about your dating stuff. You're like, oh, I'm not really sure about this. You're like, yeah, my mom is dope, so we're going to do this podcast. Kind of you know? Like, but you guys are so authentic, and that's why, like, I give you guys so much love.
Well, that's really sweet. Thank you for saying that. We'll always be authentic, and sometimes life is messy, and we just want to be messy with you, you know? So thank you for calling us, Ellis Rose.
You're welcome.
Now,
Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5. Mix 106.5 Traffic.
You ready?
WWMX HD1 Baltimore.
Time to turn it up.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Initiating in 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
Now.
Baltimore wakes up.
Kramer and Jess.
On the radio at Mix 106.5 and on your phone with radio.com.
Hello.
This is Baltimore's morning show.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
you guys.
Okay,
Kramer doesn't have on his headphones
on.
On
my locker, right?
And he's just talking.
And the show just like snuck up on me, huh? So I have to go unlock my locker.
Go.
Jess is going to tell you all of my secrets in the next 60 seconds. Time me.
Get out. I'm not timing him. Oh, I could time him. Let's start. Okay. This is the moment we've been waiting for. He's gone. 6 o'clock. Kramer, it's just me and you. We cool. He's not. I want to get started on the shout-outs, though, because I love y'all, and I want to get to every single person, because honestly, it means so much that you take time out of your day to text us, and we love you. Veronica, good morning. Daddy Jay, okay. Jay from State Farm is having a 3-day weekend. That sounds fun. Good morning, Kyle. Elmer, Johnny E. Oh, look who it is. Johnny Rocket, good morning. Dorothy, Flagman, Marty Mar, Magic Mike, Motormouth, Lisa. And Lisa from Glen Burnie. I cannot believe this man started the show without his headphones. It is so ridiculous.
I can't even imagine what just happened on the radio.
Ooh.
Oh, did you give shout-outs to everybody?
Yeah. Jess without the Kramer says hello, too.
Good
morning. Yeah, we had a discussion. Now everyone knows how I really feel about you.
Good. I'm out of breath. I just ran into, I'm already kind of running late, right? Grab my headphones. Then I run into Greg. From Greg and Gina over on WLIF. What is it? 101 point something-ish? He's all like, hey! I'm like, they can't! I'm legit on the air right now. Yeah, happy
Thursday. Friday Eve.
Glad you're here. I'm wearing long johns today.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be honest about that with you. I haven't worn long johns in like the longest time, and they could not be more uncomfortable to wear.
So are long johns basically guy leggings?
Yes.
Okay. So you wear, just wear that under your pants?
I never thought about that.
It's literally guy leggings.
Can somebody confirm that? Long johns are pretty much like man leggings?
I would think.
Because I'm pretty sure that's what I've got on right now.
That's what they look like.
I'm not even mad about it. They're a little uncomfortable. They're just a little restricting.
Well, if that's the case, why don't you just get like other leggings, like girl leggings from Target that are super soft.
What happens if I came in like yoga pants?
I would accept you as you are. Like, just wear them because you keep complaining about them. Just wear something that's soft, especially if it's going to be under your pants so nobody knows.
Could I do anything to shock you at this point?
No.
I don't feel like I could.
No. I saw you walk in and you had like, let's say you got a new tattoo,
yeah,
and then you had some yoga pants on, and then you dyed your hair, I'd be like, what's up?
What's up? Good morning. I can't shock Jess. 5 years of friendship, you just can't shock anybody
anymore.
I'm
just accepting.
Your hair took how long yesterday?
Oh, my goodness. 4.5 hours.
Is that typical?
For what I get done to my hair, yes. And I think like women who get their hair like dyed and all that kind of stuff, yes.
Let's start that with the 6 o'clock club this morning. Women, how long does it take for you to get your hair done?
I got there at 11:30 and literally got into my car at 4 p.m.
Anybody listening right now says, yes, it takes me longer than 4.5 hours to get my hair done. And you get it cut and dyed? Is that how you would describe it?
Yes.
All right. Text us. Let us know you're up. And if you can go, if you take longer than 4.5 hours. I remember one time, my ex-wife was gone for 6 hours. Mm-hmm. I legit was like, you must be cheating on me. She may have been.
I mean, maybe.
In hindsight.
She probably got her hair done and then she was cheating on you. But we don't like her, so it's fine.
410. 410-583-1065. You take longer than 4.5 hours to get your hair done. Let us know how long it takes. Baltimore top three in a couple seconds, Jess.
You can get your family's entire Thanksgiving dinner for free. Details next, right here on Mix.
All right, free Thanksgiving dinners. And Jess has got the details here in about 30 seconds on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are Kramer and Jess. You are the 6 o'clock club. You're up this morning. We just appreciate you. Mm-hmm. We're so thankful that you're here. Want to know who you are and how long it's taking to get your hair done. Mine's about 15 minutes.
Whatever.
Who's up, Jess?
Good morning, friends. Big Tex, Jen, Johnny Junkyard, Carrie is so very, Darlene is back in the office, BTSD, Lady D from Glen Burnie.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
Justino, Marino, and Bob working the night shift, Leo from Dundalk. Someone says it takes a lot of time, so it was is totally normal my amount of time, but they didn't tell me their time.
That's vague.
Karen and Amber. Someone said you should get microfiber long johns. What's that?
Microfiber long johns. Long johns, well, that's what I'm, you know, what I'm wearing now, thermal underwear. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know they had microfiber ones. My mom actually sent me these. I don't know. I'm really? Not sure what they are.
Shout out Nancy.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah. 410-583-1065. We want to give you a shout out. Plus, I'm just trying to find out if anybody thinks. I think Jess is going to hold the record for 6 o'clock club and how long it takes your hair to get done at 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
The Mix 1065. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
All right. Let's kind of catch up with what's going on in the world with our friend Jess. Here we go.
Number three.
Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech say a final analysis of their COVID-19 vaccine shows it's actually 95% effective. An earlier evaluation reported the vaccine to be more than 90% effective, but that is 95 now. And on that note, Pfizer will seek emergency use authorization from the FDA tomorrow. Once they have the go-ahead, Pfizer and BioNTech expect to produce as many as 50 million doses of the vaccine this year and up to 1.3 billion doses in 2021. And the CDC officials plan to meet on Monday for a 5-hour meeting to decide who will get the vaccine first. And Pfizer says they're already communicating with Joe Biden's transition team currently.
My dad's pumped, man. My dad texted our family group text yesterday. Like, I'm one of the first, I guess because of his, he's got cancer and he is older. So he's like in a special group. And I, for some reason, I don't know if he made this up because you know how old people are sometimes. Because I'm going to be one of the first ones to get the vaccine. That may be old people talk. I'm hesitant, to be honest with you. I'm scared of all this kind of stuff, man.
You know?
I mean, I know we got to do something, but I'm just going to let y'all go first. And if y'all cool like 6 months later, then like, yeah. Okay.
Number two.
Mariah Carey is starring in a new holiday special for Apple TV, and she's finally revealed who will be starring in the event alongside her. The special, Mariah Carey's Magical Christmas Special, will debut on December 4th, featuring guest appearances by Ariana Grande, Jennifer Hudson. They're also collaborating for a new song, Oh Santa. Other guests include Tiffany Haddish, Snoop Dogg, Jermaine Dupri, Misty Copeland, and her kids, Moroccan and Monroe. The special is based around Mariah helping Santa deal with some sort of crisis that's going on in the North Pole. Also, a soundtrack is going to accompany the special immediately on the day. It'll start streaming. And also, in addition to the Oh Santa soundtrack, she will do new interpretations of Sleigh Ride and more.
I don't think I want a new Mariah Christmas song. Like,
why?
This one I'm cool with.
That's fine.
I'm down.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, do you want a new one?
I want anything she wants to give me. Girl, if you want to sing till the day you die, I will support you.
I just don't feel
always.
Like there's... It's almost like when you go to a concert and your favorite artist is like, okay, we're going to play some of our new songs now. We're like, nah, let's just stick
Let
to like
them
the,
sing.
The OG stuff. Okay.
Number one.
You can get a free Thanksgiving dinner by downloading an app and shopping online at Walmart. The cashback offer is from a shopping app called Ibotta, and Walmart are collaborating to help cut down on the cost of your holiday dinner. This is how it's going to work. You have to download the Ibotta app and then click on the free Thanksgiving dinner offer. It will direct you to Walmart's pickup and delivery service where you can shop online for the eligible items. You can also buy them in stores and upload a receipt to get 100% of your money back. Of course, only some items are eligible, including a 3-pound turkey roast, stuffing mix, mashed potatoes, cream of mushroom soup. And of course, there are some restrictions. I guess they're not allowing Coke products, but you can get Coke Zero. They don't know why, but they're allowing that. And it's, let's see, the deal doesn't cover each and every item you'll probably need for Thanksgiving, but free is free, so that should help.
Can you spell that app name?
Yes. So it's Ibotta.
Ibotta app. Okay, there you go.
And very I put nice. A link on our Facebook page, Mix 1065 Mornings.
Very nice.
This Thanks. Is Jess, and that was your top three.
Can you feel the excitement in the air? It's not just a 28-degree temperature this morning. That's excitement that you're feeling. Because Mega Prize Minute, I feel like somebody has to win this thing today. Yesterday, oh my gosh, I forget the woman's poor name, but she called in. She got to question number 4 of the 10 questions.
Mm-hmm. Was it Paige?
I don't remember, probably.
Okay.
But she botched it up, man.
I know.
It's a little confusing because there's 2 John Harbaugh questions this round.
And she flipped them.
She flipped them around. That's what happens when you're just not on your A game for Mega Prize Minute. If you want $500 at Giant Food, it's a trivia game that we're going to play at 7:15. We're less than 20 minutes away from you winning $500 at Giant Food. So hang out and play with us. Kramer and Jess here on Mix 106.5. This video is wild. I want to share this with you. How many views, Jess? Over 5 million?
Over 5 million views.
I saw it on TikTok this weekend before it blew up, but there's this video going around, And it basically shows this car. If you want the exact location, it was on the 83 near Belfast Road. And the best way to describe it is whoever this person on TikTok is, their username was, what is outdoor?
Old Row Outdoors.
Old Row Outdoors on TikTok basically filmed this car on the 83 swerving off the side of the medium into the grass and then flew into a ditch.
Into the water.
Into the water. It's not even like a ditch. I've not been to this exact location, but this car, like, literally, it looks like an action movie.
No, I know.
Listen to this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God! He just ran off the road! He's off the road. He's in the... Oh,
God!
He just jumped in the air. Okay.
Holy
He just crashed in the ditch in the river next to us. Yeah, literally. Like, this car, like, this looks like something you'd see in a Rock movie, but it happened right here in Baltimore.
I know, and they were able to pull over and help him. And honestly, I mean, in those moments, it's like, was anyone else paying attention? They just so happened to be making a video of themselves, and they catch it. So, I mean, I hope they're okay.
If you want to see this video, if you haven't seen it on TikTok yet, we just put it on our Instagram. We are Kramer and Jess. Are you going to put it on Facebook, too?
No, yeah, I put it on both. I mean, we're just curious. Were you on the road, too? Did you see this? Over 5 million people have seen this video that's gone viral here in Maryland.
Anybody know these two girls that are in this car?
Yeah.
Let me give you the backstory of this video, too, in case you saw it. You want to know what's going on. So, of course, the Maryland State Police show up. Driver, by the way, even after that crazy jump into the water, not hurt at all.
Wow.
Refused treatment of the scene. He was cited for several different traffic violations, including driving under the influence. The spokesperson for the state police said the driver in this case was very lucky that he walked away without any injuries. Mm-hmm. Even luckier that nobody else was injured.
Yeah.
This was in the middle of the day. We should mention that, too. It was the middle of the day on the weekend. Mm-hmm. Anybody could have been injured. And this is a whole lot worse than it really, or could have been a whole lot worse than it really was.
Please be careful.
Go check it out. It's wild. It's on our Instagram right now. We're at Kramer and Jess. That's Kramer with a K. And we're on Facebook at Mix 106.5 Mornings. Okay? And everybody knows these two girls that were in this video that were here. No one's going to be able to identify them. But.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God! He just ran off the road! He's off the road. He's in the... Oh, God! He just jumped in the air. Okay?
Holy
He just crashed in the ditch in the river next to us.
410-583-1065. I'd love to hear more from them. Let's take a look now.
Today in dog news.
I love dogs. I love dogs more than 98% of people in my life, Jess.
Yeah, you do.
I've got a 5-pound, 11-year-old chihuahua named Kiki. This is the love of my life. Mm-hmm. And dogs just bring me joy. And so from time to time here on Mix, we're going to look at dog news, the hard-hitting news that the other stations aren't brave enough. They're too scared to cover this kind of stuff, man. Really cute story out of, this is St. Louis and New Hampshire. It's two places, actually. So it's been nearly a year now that a dog has been on the run and has now been reunited with his owner.
Oh.
It was last Thanksgiving.
No.
This girl named Kate was visiting her family over in St. Louis when her dog, Walter, the anxious golden retriever, slipped off of his collar and took off.
No.
She stayed in town for a week, so over in St. Louis, trying to put up flyers and searching for him, but had no luck. Mm. Okay? So eventually, Kate had to go home, back to New Hampshire, where she created this Facebook page called Where's Walter? She's trying to find her dog, right? So she got a few calls and even went back to St. Louis in January to continue the search. Now, almost a year later, it was the 13th of this month. So that was, what, last Friday?
Yeah.
Walter was captured in the woods behind an industrial park by this volunteer group called Lost Paws Trapping.
No.
So she hopped in the first plane that she could back over to St. Louis. Walter is back safe and sound today.
Yay, Kate and Walter.
That story makes me happy.
Oh, that's awesome.
This next story.
Yay.
I have to shame men.
Why? I mean, yeah, but why?
Because we're the worst.
Yeah, but why?
And this story is going to make you realize how terrible we as men can be sometimes. Mm-hmm. There's a story that's circulating the internet today. You may run across it, right? There's a woman who was told by her husband that his stinky gas had been coming from their pet dog, Jerry, for months.
He was lying.
This husband was like, listen, it's not me. It must be our dog, Jerry. So this woman went terribly worried about her dog She took him to the vet multiple times, found out that the whole time her husband was responsible for the stink.
Are you kidding me?
Detailing the incident, the woman wrote that the first time she sniffed it,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Was over a month back when the entire family was having dinner.
Oh, no.
And it was so, quote, intense that she had to step out of the room. It's a true story.
And he was embarrassed.
So later that night, her husband said that it was Jerry. It had to be Jerry. Like, who else would have been? It's not me. It's Jerry, the dog. So she's pregnant at the time.
Oh, no. So it's even more intense for her. How dare he?
She goes into this panic thinking, oh, my God, what's wrong with Jerry? She takes him to the vet. The vet's like, I don't know. Change his diet. Let's see what's going on. After 5 weeks of being deeply troubled, she started to have awful panic attacks over the situation.
Oh, no.
It was only when she was having a complete meltdown about Jerry's condition, her husband finally confessed up that it had been her and not Jerry all along.
It was her?
No, I'm sorry. It was him. Sorry,
it was him.
It was him the whole entire time.
I'm so
it
mad.
It was not Jerry. And so,
don't lie about your farts.
According to this story, she kicked her husband out of the house.
Of course.
But now she has let him back in.
No.
And that is a look at today in dog mirrors.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Number three.
Pfizer and its partner BioNTech say a final analysis of their COVID-19 vaccine shows it's actually 95% effective. Pfizer will seek emergency use authorization from the FDA tomorrow. Once they have the go-ahead, Pfizer and BioNTech expect to produce 50 million doses of the vaccine this year and up to 1.3 billion doses in 2021. The CDC officials plan to meet for a five-hour meeting on Monday to decide who will get the vaccine first. The CDC also released new suggested guidelines for the holidays. The organization says to minimize the spread of COVID-19, people should avoid singing or shouting indoors, avoid close contact with others from outside one's household, keeping 6 feet apart, and avoid drinking alcohol. The CDC warns that using alcohol may alter judgment, making it more difficult to practice COVID-19 safety measures. And if you can't avoid using alcohol at holiday gathering, the organization recommends wearing face coverings, having hand sanitizers or hand washing stations available for guests, and quarantine for 14 days before and after the event.
Well, it's like everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You're always on your best behavior. Mm-hmm. Till drink number two.
And then you start doing karaoke.
Yep. And then it's just
you start singing Celine Dion.
Problematic.
So keep your mask
number
on.
Number two.
If there's one person who defined a decade, especially for a generation of kids growing up in the 90s, it's Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah.
The actress first broke out in 1991 as Clarissa Darling on Clarissa Explains It All before going on to play Sabrina Spellman on Sabrina the Teenage Witch for 7 seasons starting in 1996. And in a recent interview, Melissa Joan Hart spoke out about the idea of possible reboots of her two most famous 1990s TV series.
You know, I think they did a cool take on it with Netflix when they did the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. I don't know that there's much room to improve. Sabrina, we ended in a really great way, but I would love to see Clarissa go on. And that has been in discussion, but we have not yet been able to figure out what that is, what that show would be. We have some ideas, but it's still, I think never say never, but I think that ship might have sailed.
Everybody coming back, man. And I love it. I'm here for all these
right now?
I'm so, all these shows. Like, come on. You went home from school. I think that was an after school show. Clarissa was. And you get all caught up with her and her little dorky brother and awkward dad. I think the mom was kind of hot, if I remember correctly, about Clarissa. Not that it matters.
Goodness.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited for Saved by the Bell, which comes on this, I think it's the 25th that comes on. So next week.
I'm only watching it if they bring Screech back. Team Screech. Because you know what?
Tell me two things about Screech.
I don't know, but this is a PSA to any reboot. Listen, if you're a director listening to me right now, you better include everybody.
Yeah.
Don't leave nobody out.
Well, it's kind of like Fuller House,
yeah.
Which ended up at the end kind of being a flop after the second season.
Yeah.
But when you don't bring back the Olsen twins.
Well, exactly. Like, if they don't want to come, then just don't do
it. Awkward. Yeah, it's totally awkward.
Number two.
Going home for the holidays.
Sorry, hang on. Number one.
Number one.
Going home for the holidays can be stressful, but spending sending them away from loved ones can be too. Not going home for Thanksgiving comes with its own challenges, especially if it's for the first time. So if you're feeling down about missing Turkey Day with your loved ones, these self-care tips can help make the day and week a little easier. Schedule your favorite things. Make time for things you love to do that make you feel good every day of Thanksgiving week to help you feel more like yourself.
Good.
Binge watch something funny. Any comedy that gets you giggling, laughing can boost positive chemicals in your body. Reach out to others. If you're spending Thanksgiving alone, don't be afraid to let your friend circle know. Some of them may be doing the same thing and you guys can be a good support for each other. Treat yourself. This holiday is based around food, so get in all of your favorites. Maybe that includes changing the Thanksgiving dinner standards. Maybe you want pizza and ice cream. The best part is the choice is totally up to you. And remember what the day is about. Even if you're not celebrating the holiday with your family in the usual way, you can still take time to remember what you're thankful for.
Totally. 100%. Love it.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Let's take a look at traffic real quick.
A bit heavy as you make your way through the outer loop, coming off Route 1 all the way over into Cromwell Bridge. Inner loop heavy getting into Towson as you come, we'll call it just as you pass the on-ramp from Stevenson all the way over into the JFX. JFX itself looking good into downtown. On the west side, watch for a bit of a delay getting by I-70 down through Route 40.
That's Mix Traffic. I'm Dan Miller on Mix 106.5.
Thanks, Dan. And we're doing Charm City Secret next on Mix 106.5.
Mix 106.5.
It's Charm City Secrets.
Shh.
A secret. Now,
something that's kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen.
Well, until you share it anonymously with Kramer and Jess.
The last part isn't in the definition, is it? Mix 106.5.
Favorite segment of the week. If you're ever just losing sleep at night, wondering what my favorite segment of the show is, it's this one.
Thank you for telling me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Charm City Secrets. Having secrets in your soul is tough. Yeah. So what we decided to do is if you're a person like me or Jess and just love to get secrets off your chest, we give you a platform twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come on here and we'll give you a topic and we'll say, hey, listen, if you got a secret about this and you want to get it out, call us, text us. However your form of communication is, just get it off your chest some way, somehow. With Charm City Secrets, our phone number 410-583-1065, all right? Listen, we are a week away from Thanksgiving. And if I know anything about Thanksgiving, when you put a family together...
Maybe you guys haven't seen each other in a while.
Possibly. Maybe doing some kind of outdoor gathering, being safe for this holiday season. But there's always some kind of drama...
Yes.
...that goes down to Thanksgiving.
Always.
So your Charm City Secret for this morning is, what is the drama going to be at your Thanksgiving dinner this year?
Mm-hmm.
What is the drama going to be at your Thanksgiving dinner this year? Let me give you a couple examples of what it could be. Possibly that uncle you guys haven't seen because the last time you guys saw him, he was in the middle of a class action lawsuit.
What?
About Viagra. I mean, I don't know.
Why?
And like the family's mad at him because he was lying about it.
I know.
That's going to be the drama maybe at your table this year.
Yeah.
Maybe there's an unexpected guest this year, right?
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
Like who? Like what, Jess?
Maybe someone is bringing a boyfriend that they're not supposed to have.
Ooh.
Because maybe it used to be somebody else's boyfriend.
Hello.
That's just a guess.
This was probably my sophomore year of college.
Mm.
The drama at my Thanksgiving table, you got to remember this was 20 years ago or something like that. And my female cousin had brought a young woman with her.
And like no announcement, she just brings her.
Well...
kind of.
To the more progressive side of the family, not a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Me, fine. No big deal, right? I'm from Georgia, though. A little more conservative.
Mm.
Half of the family would only recognize her as a friend.
Uh-uh.
Would not ever say girlfriend. And, like, we knew that this was the first time.
Yes. This is the love of her life.
As an out woman.
Yes.
That she was going to bring a female to the table. And, yeah, like half my family, like, uh-uh. We're not calling that no girlfriend. That's
going to
be a friend.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Because you have two other siblings. During Thanksgiving or any, like, is there any talk of who had a worse childhood? Do you guys ever bring that up?
No.
Does that kind of drama ever come up?
Obviously, as a middle child, I always had the worst,
according to
me.
Do you bring that up at all? My uncle always does that at Thanksgiving.
What would the drama be? Have you had, like, a dramatic Thanksgiving before? What's the drama been at Thanksgiving table?
Well, the reason why I asked you is because you're a middle child, and my uncle is the middle child. And somehow we're all eating, we always have a good time, and then everyone is sitting and talking, and we always end up, like, he always finds a way to bring up that, like, his childhood was worse. worse than my mom's or my other uncle's. And I'm like, is this a thing?
It's
like,
awkward.
Yeah.
The whole family kind of gets weird.
We were just having mashed potatoes. How did we get here?
Do people have fun with it or it's like uncomfortable?
It's okay at first until he gets serious and then it's uncomfortable.
A few drinks in.
Yes.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. Listen, there's some people that can already foretell what their Thanksgiving drama is going to be this year.
Yeah.
And if that's you, 410-583-1065. What is the Thanksgiving drama going to be at the table this year? Your call's next. Paige is on the voice disguiser this morning. Hi, Paige.
Hey.
So what's the Thanksgiving drama going to be this year at the table? What's going on with the family?
My cousin recently, in the last year, has recovered from cancer.
Okay.
And has decided that she wants to host Thanksgiving dinner, even though the rates are up pretty much everywhere.
Right.
And it's more than 10 people, like my mom, her aunt, like really doesn't want to go. We also obviously have older people, but the big concern is my cousin.
Her immune system is even more...
Right. Somebody that's, you know, my dad is a... he's had cancer for 22 years, and so he's being super careful right now.
Yeah, they're more compromised.
Why is she feeling so... not daring?
Risky?
Risky, yeah. Like, I feel like she would know the risk.
Well, I think she does know the risk. I mean, she had, she had a very, she had a very rough year the previous year. But I think, like a lot of people, she's really frustrated because, we can't have large family gatherings. And I think she is kind of like, I want to live it up while I can. And I don't want to waste a day.
Yeah. Right, having the experience that she had.
Jess, thoughts on that? Like, I mean, I can see her point to play devil's advocate here. Like, listen, she's got a second lease on life.
No,
she doesn't
want
to waste a day.
I know. I think with her, because she's been so close to not being able to be on this earth anymore with her loved ones,
yeah,
she doesn't want to waste another day or never know if maybe this might be her last holiday to share with you. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
I,
way
I don't,
to word that, man.
I don't know.
Unless y'all can be like, socially distanced.
Also, we're all afraid to confront her about it. The best has been her mother. But her dad really wants to do it, really wants the family to gather. It's her dad and our one weird cousin who I don't know, he's on Mars.
I feel
but everybody else is no.
It's almost like the family's gonna be split, trying to figure out who's gonna go and who's not. It's definitely gonna be drama at the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah,
for sure.
And we don't want her to think it's because we don't want to see her or to see each other.
Yeah, no, I get it. No, it's a hard call, but I think safety's got to come first in this kind of situation. But thank you for calling in with your secret. We appreciate it.
Of course.
And she is saying there's going to be so much drama over my Thanksgiving dinner because of who my cousin is bringing. It's her new boyfriend causing all kind of drama. Next with Charm City Secrets. And you too, 410-583-1065.
Introducing Kramer and Jess.
Find him on social at Kramer and Jess. Insta, TikTok, Facebook.
Mix 1065.
What is your joke, Jessica?
You know who should have left their man at home? This woman we're about to talk about.
Good one.
Kramer and Jess, Charm City Secrets
on Mix 106.5.
Thank you for that, Jess.
You're welcome.
Very nice. Oh, nice, so little funny transition into the segment here.
Nice little secrets joke for you.
Your Charm City secret this morning is, what is going to be the drama at your Thanksgiving dinner this year?
Mm-hmm.
You already know that there's somebody that's going to bring up this certain topic that's just touchy with the family, or somebody's going to be coming this year. You're like, hell no. Somebody's going to be on your digital Zoom over the past 365 days that did somebody wrong.
Exactly. Why is she in the group chat? I told you I didn't want her to be on the Zoom.
So what is that going to be in your family? 410-583-1065. You can call us. You can text us. We'll put you on the voice disguiser if you want to be. Yeah, we'll talk to her in a minute, this unexpected guest that's going to just mess things up. Top four topics that they say do not bring up with your family if you're trying to avoid drama this Thanksgiving. Number one, prior family issues. Don't do it.
Always.
Number two, anybody's weight.
No.
You got skinny, you got fat. You look pregnant. Are you pregnant?
We're all eating.
Number three thing you shouldn't bring up around your family if you're trying to avoid drama this Thanksgiving is any kind of romantic relationships.
Yeah.
Don't bring it up.
Yeah.
Number four thing is her financial health. Anything about finances, just leave. Leave it off the table, man. 410-583-1065. Lisa from Dundalk, hi.
Hey, guys.
We want to know, for Charm City Seeker, what's the drama going to be at the Thanksgiving table this year?
Okay, my cousin, is bringing her boyfriend to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And her boyfriend is my ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
Your cousin?
Okay. All right.
I don't even know what to do. It's like, okay, remember, guys, when Bill used to come to Thanksgiving? Well, he's coming again, but not with me.
How does this happen?
We became Facebook friends when I was dating him, and now here we are.
How long have you guys been split at this point?
We've been split for like 8 months.
But still, that is so messed up.
It's too soon.
I don't care if it's too soon or I don't care if it's been 8 years. Like, don't date my ex-boyfriend if we're family, period. That's annoying.
Thank you.
You had no idea?
I had no idea. And we have, like, a family text thread, a couple of us, with my sister and another cousin and my aunt. And they're like, oh, my God, did you hear who Joanne is bringing to Thanksgiving? And I didn't think it was a big deal. And then she's like, Bill. And I'm like, Bill who? Not my dad.
Yeah. Surprise!
Oh, my God.
You know
him. I don't even know. This is too much
drama. Wow. So, yeah, that's okay. That's going to be drama. I'm sure that's going to be a very dramatic situation then.
Yeah. And it didn't end great for us either. So now I have to see him.
Yeah. I feel like that should be like a thing you never have to deal with again, right? But now it's back.
Did you ever feel like there was a thing between them when you guys were dating?
No, not at all. She barely even saw him. Like, it was like only at family get-togethers. That's it. So, like, it's weird that now here we are, another family get-together, and there they are, except dating. I just can't even grasp this.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot to take in. Good luck. God, makes me thankful I'm not going home for Thanksgiving now. Like, part of this is refreshing.
I cannot believe that.
Thank you so much for your secret this morning.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Hey, Brooke, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We got a week away, but you already know this one topic. Just going to get the family going. So what's it going to be?
I'm telling them that I am moving to North Carolina, me and my two kids.
Wait, okay, so why are you waiting to tell everybody on Thanksgiving?
Well, because we just moved my grandmother up here from North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
So I'm getting everything set in motion, getting the house, looking at it. We're about to go down there. And we already have jobs lined up, so I'm going to have everybody all together because they've all been quarantined because they've all had the virus.
Oh, okay.
We haven't even seen them or talked to them.
So nobody knows this. Now, you say that's going to present drama. Why?
Because we just moved my grandmother up here from North Carolina.
So you get the whole family together for the first time.
They're finally thinking you guys can be together and you're like, JK, I'm out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to be the most upset about this?
Probably my grandmother.
What is she going to say to you? Just a prediction.
She wants to come back down to North Carolina and live with me.
Man.
Why are you moving away?
Just a fresh start. It's so expensive here.
Yeah, no doubt. Especially compared to North Carolina. Well,
it's so expensive here. Like, I have family down there and they all have kids. So it'd be nice for the kids.
Good.
You already know what's coming, though. That's just one of those topics. Yes, I'm moving away.
Are you telling them and then just, like, leaving right away?
Their kids go to school. Their kids are in the school building.
Okay. But wait, are you just going to tell them and then, like, leave? Like, what's your plan here? You're like, hey, I'm out. Bye. Like, what's going to go on?
I'm just giving them a heads up. You know, once we get everything situated, I go down there. I'm going down there, actually, the beginning of December.
Yeah.
And we're going to start looking at the houses. And I have an interview lined up already.
All right, Brooke. Well, you got it, girl.
See how all that works.
Granny just got here, though. Granny, like, no.
Wishing you luck, girl. Just do it. Do it after you eat, though, so that you can still eat first.
410-583-1065. You got a Charm City Secret for us, all right? Baltimore Top 3, about 15 minutes away, Jess.
Yes, you can get your family's entire Thanksgiving dinner for free. Details at 910.
She is on a little bit of a mission today with her friends over at the Ravens. You want to do the chant now?
Hey!
Not Friday yet, but you know how it goes. And the E.
B.
Yup.
N. S.
Doesn't quite hit the same on a Thursday, but it's all right. Yeah, so today is really cool because we're getting the opportunity for the very first time to go see a Ravens practice.
Yes.
You know, we're new. We've never actually seen the Ravens face-to-face ever before.
No.
And so they were nice enough to invite us to come out. Now, this happened, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Got rained out. We weren't able to go. Poor Jess came in, like, full makeup, prom dress on, like, ready to go impress all these boys.
Yeah.
And then
it was raining, and I just went home and ate a sandwich in the dark in my room.
So today is the reschedule of that, and Jess is like, I can see the crazy in your eyes.
Yeah.
As we're doing this, Jess is a newfound Ravens fan, and I can already, like, I'm already seeing the crazy start to click in your head. What is your mission for today?
I will take a picture with Lamar Jackson. Lamar is my Justin Bieber of football, so I have to see him. I will make it happen.
But you realize there's about a 99.9% chance that's not going to happen, right?
I don't care if I, like, am running past him and I'm like, and it's just a selfie and it's super quick. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if it's like in motion and I just have to be like, hey, Lamar. And he looks at me and I take it and I run away. I don't care how it goes down. I'm gonna see this man.
So we were already told that there are going to be no cameras allowed
on the field.
On the field, like for us taking pictures of the practice. I don't know. I'm not sure. Oh,
you know, probably just because, you know, we don't want nobody seeing the plays or anything. So I get that and I respect that.
But Jess.
But in the hallway, nobody said nothing about the hallway. No one said nothing about the bathroom. Wait, nobody said nothing about snack bar.
You think?
I will find a way.
You think you're just gonna run into Lamar Jackson just walking around the practice field?
Yeah, I'll be like, I work here. I'm new. Do you know where the bathroom is? Snap and then run. Be like,
Well, I give you the best of luck. Tomorrow, first off, in your head, formulate that idea. Do you think there's any chance this is possibly going to happen? Because I'm going to give it an all-time zero.
Why?
It's just not going to happen. Lamar's not just chilling, waiting for a stranger to come up and talk to you.
Do you know him?
I don't.
Exactly. What if he is just hanging out? And what if he's a nice dude? What if I'm like, hey, man, listen.
It's like you built this moment up in your head.
I know.
Jess expecting when she so walks much. In.
I create so much. They're Jess probably going to keep
when
us.
She walks in, oh, they're all going to turn possible. And give her like a standing ovation. Like, she's here.
I'm thinking, like, we walk in. I'm like, what's up? And they're like, hey. And we're just like, let's be friends on Instagram. Let's hang out. That's what I'm hoping. Like, that is what I see in my mind. And they're probably just going to be like, who is this girl?
They're not even going to know we're there.
I know.
They're not going to stop practice for us. Like, we're going to be a small speck in their practice today that has nothing to do with us whatsoever.
That's okay.
So tomorrow we'll come back. We get the Ravens flock line this time.
If I end up in jail, they throw me
Jess
out.
Jess gets banned. We'll also give you an update on what's going to happen. Will Jess actually get a picture with her newfound friend, Lamar Jackson, tomorrow this time on the show?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.